His bared teeth bore very little resemblance to a smile. Trust me, gentlemen. What I saw in Crag Reach when Caleb came sailing out of the teeth of a gale in the middle of the night was just that, a complete and total moral collapse. I saw ships under my command run themselves on shore, set themselves on fire, rather than face the Carizians in combat. I understand why that happened, and the shock of their firepower came just as great a surprise to me as to anyone else. But what strikes me most strongly about your engagement is that no one panicked. You didn't, your officers didn't, and your crews didn't. I'm sure that you also learned a great deal. That experience is going to stand the entire Navy in extremely good stead, and I'll be asking all of you to share it with your fellow captains. From a long-term strategic perspective, that will be a priceless advantage. As for our relative losses, while I'm sure all of us regret Prince of Dolar's loss, we need to remember how far from home the Carizians are. It's evident that at least one of their galleons was severely hammered. Their casualties may well be as severe as our own, and they, unlike you, are thousands of miles from replacements. By the same token, we have fully equipped dockyards and shipyards to deal with the damages to your vessels. They don't. At best, they have Claw Island, and I would hardly call Hardship Bay an ideal place to make repairs. Not to mention the fact that first they have to get there. Under those circumstances, I believe any impartial judge would be forced to consider the outcome of your battle as a draw at the very worst. In my own opinion, it was, in fact, a strategic victory. He shook his head. I'm sure some might conclude I'm simply trying to find a bright side to look upon. If anyone should decide that, however, they'll be in error. I'm not saying all your decisions were perfect, because they weren't, and in a few minutes we'll begin discussing where mistakes were made, what lessons can be drawn from them, and how they can be corrected. But you fought, and fought hard, and, completely irrespective of the casualties and damage you inflicted, the enemy's going to think two or three times before he divides his forces into such small squadrons again. That's going to have a significant impact on his ability to interdict our shipping. I've made those same points to Bishop Stifen, to Duke Thorast, to Duke Fern, and in my own written report to His Majesty. And I've also made the point that our strength is steadily increasing. I intend, shortly, to take the offensive, gentlemen, and when I do, he looked them in the eyes, you and your ships will be in the van. All four of the captains, even Rosail, were sitting straight in their chairs now. They were still weary and worn, but their eyes glowed, and he nodded in satisfaction. He'd meant every word he said. Oh, he'd dressed it up a bit, glossed over a few parts, but in the main, he'd been completely sincere. Because they did do well, damned well, he thought. Even allowing for honest overestimates on their part, hell, even allowing for a certain amount of deliberate exaggeration on their part, they hammered the crap out of at least one of the Carizians. And the Carizians know that as well as I do. It's going to affect the way they think, how willing they are to take risks. And it's going to do the same thing for our own crews. We're not going to magically turn into the scourge of the seas overnight, but this action is the first step in convincing ourselves, and the Carizians, that Caleb's Navy isn't really invincible. And that, my friends, is worth every man you lost. Yes, and Prince of Dolar into the bargain. And now, gentlemen, he said with a smile, since I've reassured you of my approval, let's start examining those mistakes. But don't worry, I promise, his smile grew a bit broader, to be gentle.